Talk to me about why you're sponsoring this bill.
My district demands action on healthcare costs. Ever since I got here 2 years ago, the number one issue I've heard from my constituents is the rising cost of healthcare, and specifically how much it costs per month to be insured. We have a lot of people in my district in Eagle County and Rout County that are self-employed, unemployed, own their own businesses, who buy on the individual market, probably a higher percentage than the rest of the state. And they're the ones that are being hit disproportionately by these price increases. One, because the prices are so much higher in those parts of the state, and because there's only one choice for them to even make.
Can you describe what the public health option is and what it would do?
This is simply just a choice for consumers who are on the individual market and want to have another option. Nobody is going to be forced on this plan. Nobody's going to lose their employer-based coverage by this plan being instituted. This is an option for those on the individual market who will now see a new product. And in 22 counties in Colorado, that's going to be a big deal, because in 22 counties, there is only one option on the individual market right now. So even going to two options is going to be a huge shift for folks and give them the choice that I think they deserve, just like the people who live in the urban areas of our state.
I've seen some early projections, but what in your mind is this going to mean for people?
We're going to see savings on this public insurance option between 9 and 18% of what is currently offered for monthly premiums. And then the plan also calls for savings by cracking down on the pharmaceutical rebate pricing scheme and passing those rebates all the way down to consumers. And we're gonna see savings if we are able to get a federal waiver under this plan as well of up to $88 million per year that can be passed along to the entire insurance market, not just those who are on the public option.
Could you also just talk about how a public option leads to lower costs for people?
Right now, there is a profit motive in the healthcare industry. And we're not removing the profit motive from the healthcare industry in this public option, but we're starting to rein in some of the profit motives behind healthcare. We have an incredibly bloated hospital system in Colorado. It's the second highest hospital profits in the whole country out of 50 states. We have insurance companies that are not spending a large enough percentage of the money that they take in on actually serving care to their customers. So this plan puts some limits on how much hospitals can charge under the plan. It raises the amount of money per dollar that insurance companies have to spend on your actual care. It requires that pharmaceutical companies and the drug middlemen actually pass rebates down through all the way to the customers. And it takes a look at our healthcare system as a whole in Colorado and says that we need to rein in some of the profit motives and give people more choice by bringing more insurance companies into different regions of the state.
You just mentioned hospitals. When this proposal came out, there were some concerns raised by Colorado's Hospital Association. I think some of the points they made were concerns about the state setting reimbursement rates and also a fear that perhaps this might destabilize the insurance market somehow. How do you respond to the concerns?
We're not trying to put any hospitals out of business, and we are certainly going to do whatever we can legislatively to make this as equitable as possible. So we're not going to do anything that would hurt rural hospitals or critical access hospitals or independent hospitals. And we're going to make the reimbursement formula fair in that the hospitals who already are seeing immense profits are going to have to play in this plan as well. But the hospitals who are operating on a razor's edge are going to be recognized for their work and not be punished in any way under this plan.
What do you see as the greatest risk of a public option?
Since we are leading the nation in this way, we don't have examples to work off of. Several states have either instituted some form of a public option or have done some of the hospital or insurance reforms that we're trying to do. And they've been largely successful and haven't had some of the disproportionate impact that critics of this plan would say that they have. But we are leading the nation, and so we don't have the examples to take a look at to make sure that there aren't unintended consequences. But I think we've put forward a really reasonable proposal, and the governor's team has put forward a reasonable proposal that limits the unintended consequences and, on the whole, does a really great job at lowering prices and getting more people covered.
That was Democratic Representative Dylan Roberts talking about his plan to sponsor legislation next year that would create a public health care option for Colorado residents. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.